This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. I've really been looking forward to this show. And this is a guy I'm really interested. I follow his YouTube channel. And so many of our listeners have asked me to have him on the show. We finally were able to work it out. And if you go over to YouTube and just type in Paul Begley, you'll see that he has almost 300,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel has millions upon millions of views. And he's got a national weekly television show that he does as well. He's also a pastor and is really making a huge impact for the kingdom, not to mention just offering all kinds of great insight on what's happening in these last days. Pastor Paul Begley, welcome to Jim Paris Live for the first time, sir.
Jim, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on the show. It's an honor, sir. Seriously.
Well, thank you so much. We have never met, but we've crossed, I think, paths here in some ways, because I used to appear on LaSay Broadcasting all the time. Whenever I had a new book that came out, my publisher at that time, Harvest House, would always send me to South Bend, Indiana. I remember they'd fly me into Chicago and get a rental car for me, and they'd say, now you're going to drive for about 2 hours. And I say, I know where South Bend is. I grew up in Chicago, but I always enjoyed that visit. Are they still operating there out of South Bend?
Yes, they are. They're still out of South Bend, Indiana. The Harvest Show is probably the show you were on.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to be on, I've been on it several times, but that show has ended. They're going to come out with a new show and they haven't yet. So, but yeah, that South Bend, Indiana, the Channel 46 is what they were.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that. You go all the way back to the days of Lester Sumrall and all that. Is that right?
I did. I went to Indiana Christian University there. And the first time I went to Israel in 1996 on LaSea tours was Dr. Sumrall's last time to go. He died 6 weeks later. So, yeah, I go back to the days we would always go up there from our small town in Indiana. We'd go up there for camp meetings and what have you. But, yep.
Could consider you an apostle of Lester Sumrall. You're one of the living people that were able to work with him directly. I never met him. I, of course, saw him on television. And then I'm trying to remember the man's name who was the host of Harvest. Kind of a tall guy with dark hair.
Yeah. Stephen Rutledge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the guy. And I know they had different female like co-hosts over the years. But Stephen was the guy. He was always fun to be on the show with, kind of a banter going back and forth. And I always was on there to talk about my different money saving, money making, Christian stewardship kinds of books. But I wanted to start tonight, and you may not have expected this, but I wanted to start by talking with you about all that you're doing with social media, because we're living in a time right now where the traditional media are mostly liars. They don't want people on to tell the truth, but you've been one of the voices that you've really created your own channel here. You've taken this opportunity of social media to a new level. And I wanted to ask you, I was looking at your YouTube channel today, and the oldest YouTube video I can find goes back 8 years. So you're not new to this. Tell us your kind of a little bit of your history and how you built up such a great YouTube channel.
You know, I appreciate it, Jim. I went on in March of 2010 And what happened was, you know, I've been in ministry 34 years, but what happened was at the same time I was pastoring and evangelizing and what have you, I was also working in corporate America. So it came a point in time in my life where the job I was working, the factory I was working, the company sold. I was sitting home. It was a Monday morning. I was like, okay, I have nothing to do. You know, wow, I could really be out on the road, I guess, preaching 7 days a week till I figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And I got down and prayed. I really did. I got down and prayed to God. And I said, Lord, show me what you want me to do. I'm ready to go. Just give me direction. And it was as plain as day. The Lord spoke to me and said, get your Bible, get a cup of coffee, turn your computer on. You're going on YouTube. Well, I didn't even know what YouTube was. I had heard my grandkids talk about it. Okay, so I went on the line. I found the site. People were jumping off buildings and dyeing their hair green. And
laughing babies and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? Are you serious? And the Lord said, I want you to turn a camera on, and I want you to talk about current events and how they relate to biblical prophecy, and do it every day. Do it every day. And I started, Jim, and nobody cared. I mean, the first day I got 10 views, and that was me watching my video three times. You know? But over a period of time, it started to really take off. And within a year or so, it really did. And so we just expanded on all the other sites and other.
Yeah, you've got that like signature. You have this way about you, and I think this is why people like you so much. Obviously, you have tremendous information, but you've got like this kind of like having a cup of coffee with Pastor Paul way about you, and you've always got that kind of, you know, most of your videos, you've got that, you know, cup of coffee sitting there, and you're not someone that, you know, you don't have like a big fancy like Alex Jones type studio or anything like that. Tell us, I mean, are most of your videos, where are they done? Just in your house somewhere, or do you have a little nook set up at your church to do the videos?
No, they're actually done in my house, in my basement. I just now, in the last year, we've just now put a studio down here downstairs in my basement. But for the first 7 years, it was in a back bedroom. My wife run me out in the corner and said, be quiet. You're too loud. What are you saying? And it was just a little corner in a room with a bookcase. But in the last year now, our supporters have actually put together for me a studio inside my basement here. So it's just.
Is that the one where I'm looking at one right now where it's got like an American flag kind of like behind you?
Yeah, the American flag's waving behind me on the television screen. Yeah, that's it. So it's a nice, humble thing. Still got the cup of coffee. We just got a little bit better cameras and what have you. But, yeah, that's me.
Is that something that are you doing that by yourself? Or, like, if we turn the camera around, is there, like, a crew of people there?
If you turn the camera around during the day, my son is in an engineering room running the equipment, the broadcaster. But most of the time, it's me by myself. And I when I do my show at night, I literally go into the engineering room and turn it on and then walk into here while the camera's sitting here in the empty chair, walk and sit down and start talking. So
the reason I say that is because I really want to encourage people. And I don't, I mean, maybe this is something you'll do someday, maybe not. But I mean, I think it's just wide open for someone like you who's done this to train people to do this. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that's your calling or not, but maybe there's a book or maybe there's a seminar or something where, you know, what do you do? Because there's so many great communicators out there that God is working through, and they're stuck and maybe with a little church with 200 people, and they could be reaching the whole world if they just turned on the camera like you did and kind of, you know, I love what you said though about how it took you about a year, because everything I've read about YouTube, and I've got like 8,000 people following me on YouTube. So I'm like, most of my followers are like downloading my show, like on iTunes and things like that. But what I've read is the key is the consistency, like getting making a commitment to like every day or twice a week or something like that. And that's what you did right in your first year.
Yeah. Every day for me, but some people do it like two times a week or three times a week.
Right. You just got to get some kind of a schedule going. That music means our break is coming up. So we'll come back after the break. We'll talk a little bit more about social media because he's not just on YouTube. He's on a lot of other things, too. And we'll talk about that. And then we'll get into Bible prophecy. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. So pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are live on Sunday nights. This is hour two. As usual, we've got a fantastic guest lined up for you. Pastor Paul Bagley is here. And before we continue our discussion, his website is paulbagleyprophecy.com. Now, that's spelled Paul, of course, P-A-U-L, and then Bagley is B-E-G-L-E-Y, paulbagleyprophecy.com. And if you go there and click on the donate button, you'll see many different ways that you can donate to support what he's doing, including even making a donation to pay for someone to go through his prophecy training, if you're inclined to do that. So there's a lot of different options there and more information about his ministry. He also has books. He's written 6 books. You can find his books. Are your books, Pastor Paul, also on Amazon?
No, they're not. They're actually just at my website. I mean,
just
not
on your website. Okay, good enough. Because I'm doing a lot of stuff now with I was, you know, traditionally published. I'm doing a lot now with the Create Space, where you can just kind of create a book and boom, it's for sale on Amazon and you don't have to invest any money. So I've been doing that recently. But if you want to get Pastor Bagley's books, go to his website directly. Before we get into Bible prophecy, your recent trip to Israel and all that, and by the way, there's some beautiful videos, folks, if you want to see that on his YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Paul Bagley, B-E-G-L-E-Y. You'll find his YouTube channel. He's just returned from Israel, and there's some great teaching videos right on location there in Israel. You're going to love watching those as well. But Pastor Paul, tell us, what are some of the other things that you're doing with social media? I had seen you're like on Periscope. I guess that's the video feed for Twitter. Do you do Instagram and some of these others? And are they like all live at the same time, or are they all separately done?
No, they're all live simultaneously. I do that now. Periscope, yeah. Also new live stream. Also we do Facebook, Google Plus. I can't keep track. There's a bunch of little guys out there, little ones, but so yeah, you can find us out there at my website. It's also live and YouTube as well. So we're touching, you know, some of these. And then like when you're on Periscope, then of course it also archives on Twitter, so folks can see us there. So we're out there on all those areas.
So not to mention all of these millions of views you have on YouTube, you've got all of these other channels too. That's really incredible. And you've got it all set up in your basement, so you just press one button and all of these social networks light up and start taking your feed. Is that how it works?
Well, it's kind of that way, but not really. I mean, I got to give my son a lot of credit for getting it all set up so that when we go live simultaneously in like 5-6 different directions. And we had to put in the highest internet connection possible to do that, because you know when you upstream, it eats on the bandwidth. So to do that, we had to invest in the internet. But it's working great. And, you know, we got like 22,000 people follow us just on Periscope. So those live broadcasts are really working well. It's just a good way. You know, social media is amazing. And for me, I'm from a small church of 50 people. And I live in the cornfields of Indiana. So I can tell you, when the Lord put this on my heart to do this, I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't even know how to turn my computer on.
And you know, I know this might sound weird to people, but I really believe that Jesus would be using the social media like what you're doing, because no knock at all against the Christian TV networks and the Christian radio networks and all those things, but just going directly to the people like what you're doing, I think is just, it's tremendous. I just love what you're doing. Did you find when you first got into this that, you know, a lot of Christians, they don't really, some of them don't accept like social media and the internet. I remember when I first set up my website, like back in 97, people, I got all kinds of flack. They said the internet was all pornography and gambling. And why would I, as a Christian, have a website? I mean, it sounds funny today, but, were people generally supportive of the idea of you doing this?
No, not at first. I mean, I got a lot of grief from the Christian community, but I got accepted tremendously by the non-believers who loved the fact that I would talk about the current events and then show them how it related to the Bible. Now, after a while, the Christians then that were online, and there became more and more, because nobody was doing what I was doing. Not one person was doing what I was doing. And it relates to current events and Bible prophecy and the news and all that, just tying it together. But then the Christian community started to come around. They more and more of them got online. They loved it. They started becoming a part of it in a major way. And next thing you know, one thing we do, Jim, too, is I do when I'm going live, I actually use the chat rooms. And sometimes I just look, I just speak out and answer people live on the air, right on the chat or whatever. And I found that interacting with the people at the same time has been a tremendous advantage. It's a blessing. But at the same time,
you mean like the chat window on YouTube where people will like say, hey, well, what about this? And you like live answer their question. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. And I can't answer everyone because there's too many people, but I'm glancing out of one corner of my eye. And sometimes I just say, oh, okay, Joe just asked this question. Well, let me help you, Joe. And I just talk about it. And then what happens, Jim, in the end, we do an altar call at the end of every broadcast live. And we get people coming to Christ on every daily show. It's an incredible thing. 15, 20, you know, whatever. It's just amazing.
I mean, there's no doubt God is in what you're doing. I mean, just from, you know, the results behind it. Your dad is still a preacher. Is that right? From your website, I read that.
He's 82 years old. He's still preaching. So when I'm not on the road preaching at a revival or a conference, I'm at his church. He's the pastor, his little church in Indiana. And I preach there this morning. I drive an hour and a half one way. So when I'm not on the road, I'm preaching at my home church for my dad.
That's
and my
fantastic.
Mom.
Yeah. Your 82 year old dad. Does your dad ever do YouTube, or is that he left that to the younger generation?
No, he left that to the younger generation, but he does. But he still gets up and preaches on Sundays at church, and we live stream those services live from the church now. So they know him out there on YouTube also. Yeah, you know, they know who he is.
All right. So before our first break, just give me like a minute and a half here on why did you go to Israel? Are you like a regular visitor to Israel? Because obviously that would be part of what you do. It's the Bible prophecy, you know, topic. Tell us about the trip. What was the purpose of this recent trip?
I go to Israel twice a year. I've been doing that now since 2013. I go there I'll go every year around May and film and do filming on site locations for television. But then in the fall, I go back again. And this was my first time to take a tour. I took 51 people. It was a phenomenal experience. And so now every October, I'm going to take people to Israel. So twice a year, the first time I go, just me and my wife, she's doing the camera work and we go around filming and meeting people and interviewing people. And then in the fall, we're going to take a tour of people. So you can, folks out there, if they want to go with me, they can go next fall.
That's fantastic. I'm waiting for the Pastor Paul tour that includes a visit to your basement to see how all your social media works. That could be your next tour, like a social media boot camp, you know, there in Knox, Indiana. All right, after the break, we're going to get into all the news, including I want to ask him about Planet X, if that's still a thing, because I know he's got videos on that. Also, what happened at this New Mexico Solar Observatory? It's shut down. It's all taped off with crime tape by the FBI. Nobody will tell us what's happening. All of that, we'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You can find Pastor Paul's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Paul Begley, B-E-G-L-E-Y, and you'll find his channel. I think you actually have more than one channel on YouTube. Is that right, Pastor Paul?
Yeah, I have a backup channel called Paul Begley Prophecy. You can also go there.
And that's a backup channel because is that something that's good to do in case, like, YouTube decides to turn one of the channels off for reason?
You just got to have, for instance, you know, from time to time, what they do is they will maybe give you a strike for whatever reason. You don't even know why. And then you can't go live for like 30 days or 60 days. So if that happens, then you got to be able to have a backup channel to go live over there. You still can post on your regular channel, but you may have to go live off your backup channel for a few days. You know,
see, these are the kind of strategies. I love this. You like really know the ins and the outs of all this. Let's get into some of the top recent videos you have here. Planet X and then this solar observatory in New Mexico, which there's kind of a connection there, but like this just whole weird deal where they this solar observatory is shut down. They put crime tape all around it. Even the local sheriff doesn't know why. And then the latest we heard was it was something about child porn was why they shut it down. But I think your video here suggests there's probably a lot more to this.
There really is. And actually, tonight when I was doing a live show tonight before I came on your show, there's several breakthrough information. This is stunning. I've realized that whether or not there's a Planet X or a Nibiru or whatever out there, I don't know. Okay. The Bible prophecy says the earth and the heavens are going to shake in Luke 21. Okay. But just on the observatory, they shut this thing down for 10 days. The FBI came in. They moved half of the people out of Sunspot, New Mexico, to California. They closed the post office. They would not tell anybody why they did it. Then I did some research tonight and found out that on March 27th, NASA was going to launch the James Webb Space Telescope. That has been postponed till 2020 for no reason other than they say there's a small tear in the sun shield. On June 10th, NASA placed the Opportunity Mars rover into safe mode, so there's no more visualization from that piece of equipment. September 1st, SpaceX Falcon 9 that was supposed to take Israeli aerospace satellite called Amos 6 into space, that thing blew up on the launch pad. September 5th, a hole was discovered in the International Space Station. Sabotage. Russia is very upset, and there's three astronauts stuck up there right now because October 11th, the rocket with two cosmonauts that was supposed to go up there and bring them supplies, it failed in mission. The guys had to jump out emergency landing. And on September 19th, NASA closed down the Mars rover. It's gone offline. October 5th, the Hubble telescope has gone offline due to what they called a gyroscope failure. And October 10th, NASA's other X-ray observatory has gone offline due to another gyroscope. What I'm trying to tell you, Jim, there's unbelievable. Everything is being shut down. Even SOHO, which is another major satellite, has been closed for repairs. In other words, something happened. They've seen something, and they don't want the public to see it. And I don't know how long this goes on, and if this has anything to do with the, I don't know. NASA has called Planet X Nibiru. They named it Planet Number 9. Then now it's the Goblin. I mean, something's going on that's causing massive earthquakes, volcanoes, and extreme weather conditions. And I don't know. I don't even know if the thing exists or not. I just keep bringing up the point that something's going on here.
Yeah. And so what people who are not familiar with this story, it didn't get really a huge amount of coverage. I think it might have been on Drudge, which was the only way it may have even the word got out, was just that this observatory, which is like it's like one of those, you know, buildings. It's like a dome, and then it's up on a hill, and it's got a telescope in it that points at the sun. And the purpose of that is to keep track of sunspots and things like that for the government. And then all of a sudden, everybody has to get out. There's crime tape. And like you said, they cleared out half the town as well, shut down the post office. And even the local sheriff, I've read articles where he said they won't even tell him what's happening. It's like at such a highly classified level that even the local law enforcement are not allowed to know about it.
Right. They actually told the sheriff to leave the county and they would let him know when he could come back. This guy is the sheriff of the county. So, you know, there's something that happened. I don't think you do that for child porn. I don't even think you do that for there's all kinds of rumors that maybe the Chinese hijacked the antennas. No, I think this was a lot bigger than that. And that, whatever it was that they seen, matter of fact, I talked to some guys in the intelligence agencies. Well, a guy, that former NSA agent, he said that there's four steps of protocol to shut down an observatory. And for it to get to that level, something was seen that cannot leak. They cannot allow it to leak. Who knows what they saw? I have no idea. But something's happening out there, and they're going to keep us in the dark. No pun intended, Jim, but they're going to keep us in the dark, all right?
Tell us about the video you posted about MH370. This was the plane that disappeared, and as far as I haven't followed this recently, but is that plane still missing? Like, we don't know really what happened to it?
Yes, that plane went down, went out of sight in March of 2014 with 239 people aboard. The whole world was looking all through the Indian Ocean and everywhere. We know for sure the plane turned and went a different direction than the flight plan and flew for 8 more hours before it disappeared. That we know. Question is, what happened to the plane? Where'd it go? Well, now there's a guy in England by the name of Ian. I think his name is Ian Wilson. And he's been searching for, he's been getting on Google Maps or Google, Google Maps. And he found a plane crash site in the jungles of Cambodia. And he actually shows it. And it's a plane. There's no question this is a plane. It looks like it's crashed. There's one wing left and the tail is left. And it's mowed down a ton of trees. And you can see it from Google satellite. So what he's done is he's went to Cambodia, and right now he's got a team of four guys. They got machetes and they're hacking their way through the through the jungle to try to get to the site. He believes that is missing MH370 crash site. Now, again, all we can do is wait and see what he when he gets there. I've seen his pictures from the satellite. That's definitely a plane. Whether it's the missing MH370, we don't know. What's amazing to me is this guy's doing that, and there's still hush-hush. There's so much hush-hush about some of these things. I don't understand that.
But, yeah, and as soon as you start saying these kind of things, people will brand you as a conspiracy theorist, but you got to ask the question. I mean, with all of the resources of all of the different governments, including our government, that was looking for this plane, that a guy in his house could find this plane using Google Earth, is if he actually did find it, it will be truly remarkable. And you wonder why the governments couldn't find it. And you got to think it's not just that they couldn't find it, but maybe they didn't want to find it for some reason.
Right. And again, this may not be the missing MH370 plane. You know, that is such a mystery. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories on it, but you know, there was 22 people on that plane that worked for a company that makes these semiconductors, little components for the defense industry. And there were 22 engineers on there. Four of them were patent holders. It's really weird that this plane.
Yeah, you're right. That was really strange. And then you just have to think with all of today's avionics and how these planes are tracked and connected to satellites and all the, I mean, they can almost fly themselves now. The idea that a plane could just disappear, and then how, you know, large a plane it was, even into the ocean, that it would be, there'd be debris, there would be something they would find, but it just literally disappeared. All right, more with Pastor Paul after this. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Paul Begley is here, and I think we're both doing well. I just got back from Seoul, South Korea, and he just got back from Israel. So for two jet-lagged guys, I think it's been a pretty interesting show. Pastor Paul, let me ask you about what you think is going on right now in our culture. I just saw a news story over the weekend. I believe it was Mitch McConnell was chased out of a restaurant. We've got the Democrats. They're not toning down this idea of like chasing people and going after people. They're basically ratcheting it up. I think Hillary said this week that the Democrats are being too civil. And I was thinking, like, yeah, compared to what? Like serial killers? I mean, how is that the case? But it seems like we're on the cusp of some kind of a, I mean, I don't want to say we're headed towards a civil war, but I mean, we've got, you know, these congressmen, they're all out, you know, practicing for a baseball game, and a guy shows up, tries to kill everybody. And this, it seems like it's just getting worse and worse by the day. And it used to be that they could have their differences and then go out and all have a beer together, but it seems like we're right on the cusp of something big happening. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jim. I mean, this is the most darkest hour in our in last 150 years. The animosity, the division, the hatred, it's off the charts. It's awful. It's the one thing that can destroy a nation. This is the greatest nation on earth, but if this continues, it's a disrespect for the rule of law. It's really what the Bible said would happen in the last days. This lawlessness, the spirit of the Antichrist, would be to say, you know, if you do it my way or the highway. And that's kind of what's happened here with the what happened to Mitch McConnell this weekend, Sarah Sanders. You know, it's happening to Ted Cruz. It's happening. And it's being encouraged by some of the leaders of the Democratic Party. And they can't say they're not encouraging it, because I can name 6 or 7 of them right now who have said, get in their face, you know, and all kinds of stuff. And the people, they're basically, I think the president said it right. He said, you can either choose for the people who want to have a mob, or you can choose for the party that wants to give you jobs.
Yeah, I love that. Mobs or jobs. And you're right, because, and I don't know if there's something like mentally going on too. So, you know, on social media, I will have debates with people, And even people I knew from when I grew up in Chicago, and even people that are Christians. I had one, you know, great Christian radio station that I was on for years, and I would never bring up politics on their show, but they called me about a year ago, and they said, we're sorry we can't have you back as a guest anymore. And I said, why? And they said, well, we've gone through your website and your blog, and, you know, you have some political things that you've been saying, and, you know, most of my information is like, well, of course I'm against abortion. I'm a Christian. You know, I mean, certain like cultural things, but now I'm, you know, no longer allowed to be back on that station. It seems like even Christians have decided that they don't want to be a part of these discussions. I was at that Gosnell movie this weekend, the abortion movie. And I'll tell you, I left 2/3 of the movie. I left crying. I was out literally bawling my eyes out. To see what is being allowed in this country, you know, killing babies after birth. And this is okay. We've got grown men are now allowed to go in with your little girl to the bathroom. It's like people have lost their mind, the stuff that they are okay with.
Well, they're calling evil good and good evil, and which is exactly what the Bible said they would do in the last days, because iniquity abound, the love of many would wax cold. Matter of fact, just this weekend, we find out there's 63 dead unborn babies in jars and in a freezer in funeral homes in Detroit. I mean, what's that about? I mean, what's going on? You know, and if we really look into the darkness and the depth of the demonic entities involved in here and this sadistic stuff that's going on, it will cause you to cry. And this is the thing that we got to face. And as a Christian, if they tell me I can't talk about it, I mean, even Christian stations or secular, either one, it's like, what do you mean I can't talk about this? First of all, it's a news article. I hope I can read that. And then second of all, is it right? Shouldn't we ask the question, 63 dead babies at a funeral home in the freezer? Is there a problem here? I mean, this is unbelievable, Jim.
Yeah, Seriously. Yeah. And you wonder, you know, what is going on with that? Because and I think it, I don't know what the exact quote was, but something about the, you know, the devil's greatest plan was convincing people that he didn't exist. And this is kind of where we're at now, where people are denying the existence of all of these, you know, horrible evils. And we're even seeing things like there was some kind of a public hexing witchcraft thing that went on this past few days against Trump and also against the new Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. And people are kind of laughing about that, like, oh, it's Halloween and it's silly. But this stuff is real, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely real. These people that are doing this is definitely real. And, you know, the Bible talks about it. They're trying to send a hex or a curse. And the scripture says that if you send a curse, you try to send a curse on, that it's going to come back on you, especially if you're trying to curse, you know, God's children, you're trying to curse somebody that's trusted in the Lord, and, you can't get through the blood of Christ. And yeah, I mean, I've had people send me letters, Jim. I've had people send me emails that they got little Paul Begley dolls and they're poking it with stuff and burning the feet. I was wondering why my ears were on fire, but I didn't know why my feet were on fire.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing where I remember when I was in Bible college, we were sitting around having lunch one day, and one of the guys there was from Africa. And so, like, all of us, there's four or five of us, you know, born in the U.S., raised in the U.S. guys, and then there's this one gentleman who's from Africa, and we're all talking about, like, you know, wow, do you think there still are, you know, demonic possessions today and this kind of thing? And this guy, he looked over at us and he said, what? He said, we had exorcisms in our church every week in Africa. And it's just interesting because I think the devil is just working differently here in the U.S. than he is in other places, because there certainly is that dark power that's at play, and just people going along with crazy things. Like, even if you're a liberal, even if you're a Democrat and all of that, why would you want a man to shower with your daughter in high school. I mean, who would go along with this? And it's almost like they've lost their mind in these end times. I mean, it's like, I get it that there are differences on whether we should have higher taxes or lower taxes or unions or not. And those used to be the issues that we all debated, with good nature. But now it's like, yeah, you know, I'm for that. I guess if some, young guy thinks he's a girl, yeah, he should be allowed to shower with my daughter. It's like, what has happened to people?
And Jim, what's happened is they don't retain God in their knowledge. Okay, right out of Romans 1. And when people get to the point where they say, no, God, boo, they start booing God. And then the gloves come off. Then anything and everything goes. And yes, you talk about some countries that deal with demonology. Well, in America, we've got it as well. There's no question. It's done in secret chambers. It's done in the dark. It's done at night. It's done in hidden secret societies, locally as well as internationally, or I should say nationally. And this is going on. And you're right. People have lost their mind. It's like, it's okay. Whatever. Well, how can that be okay? Why would you put your children at risk? What's happened to, just common decency?
And everything is tolerance except for Christians. It's like, except if you're the Christian baker that won't make the cake for the gay wedding. We can't have that. This guy's got to be drummed out of business. So it's understanding and tolerance for everybody, but for Christians. Hey, with our last minute left here, minute and 20 seconds or so, I don't even know what to hope for this election. I mean, obviously I'm voting for all Republicans and conservatives and all that, but I'm almost afraid that what's going to happen if we end up winning again. These people are they literally have gone insane because of Trump winning. They were having like mental breakdowns on CNN. Can you imagine what's going to happen in 2 weeks, Pastor Paul, if they lose again?
They are going to lose again. They are going to absolutely fall out of their chairs. There will be people fired at MSNBC because they put all their marbles into one basket, and that is to guarantee they would at least get power in one of these branches of government. They're going to lose. They're not going to get power. It's going to be close. They're going to gain seats in the House, but they're not going to get the power, and they're literally going to cry. You'll see them screaming at the. You'll see them outside screaming at the sky again, and it's going to get even uglier than the next 2 years leading up to 2020. But I'm making this prediction: the red wall will stand.
And the tears will start flowing. Pastor Paul Begley, a lot of fun. You're a fascinating guy, and God is definitely blessing your work. And we thank you so much for being with us tonight. And remember, folks, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.